The big game may be over, Paul. Now we can focus on what's really important.
What's that?
The Masters.
Oh. Daytona 500. No. Oh, no, you mean the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl.
The most pointless All-Star game in the history of All-Star games.
Yeah, but it's in Hawaii because that's how they get people to actually go to it.
Of course, of course.
So, there you
people
go.
People can injure themselves playing sand volleyball before the game, you know.
All right, Paul, today's the big day. You ready to see the basement?
Oh, yeah.
We got it all cleaned up. Well, not even cleaned up. Actually, my garage cleaned up. I parked my car in the garage for the first time since November. It's great. Okay. Exciting. So this first picture here is the before. This is day one. I don't actually have an image of before I started demo, but this is day one of demo. And you can see the studs in the wall I was taking out.
So you've said like basic drywall down there before.
Yeah. And that it was like 1950s drywall. I was taking out that wall that you can see right there. And it's kind of important to keep in mind. You can see like a water filter thing that we no longer use. You can see like a white pole.
Relatively bearing pole.
Yep. And then there's another white pole a little further away because those are your reference points here for this next image. In the back right of that, you can see like a bunch of surface hardware. And behind that is where the old podcast studio was.
Okay.
So this is the before. And this is approximately in the exact same location as of this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, dude, that looks like a computer render. That's amazing. No, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's turned out well.
That looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's my wife has said she did a better job than I thought you would.
Wow, I have never heard those words from my wife, but good for you. No, that looks great.
Yeah, so you can see the poles there, and then to where
it looks bigger too. You know.
Yeah. Well,
it's
kind of
a wide angle shot or something, but I mean, it looks like open. You know, it's open. It's nice.
Here's a slightly different view. So this is what it looks like right when you come down the steps.
Yeah.
So this is the bottom.
Yep.
The door on the right goes to laundry. The door on the left is where I'm sitting right now. That's like the mechanical area and then the podcast room.
Okay.
And then here's like if you turn directly left at the end of that, you can kind of see
what is that door to? Is that like a furnace room or something?
No. So that door is to what I refer to as the murder room.
Yeah, I was going to say, I noticed there's air vents. Are you keeping something alive in there?
So it's kind of weird. That room actually sits underneath our porch.
Okay.
It's no joke. It's probably like 4x6. Like it's really small. The only thing that's in there is where our water shutoff is for the whole house.
Yeah.
Okay. And so because it's surrounded by like dirt and mud on almost every side and it's not insulated, it's got some humidity problems and other things I got to figure out. There's actually, if you look at the bottom of the door, I have a little draft thing like to keep the cold air from blowing in because everything else is insulated.
The door snake.
Door snake. And then I think there's one other. Yeah. So this is looking back. That's coming. Mm-hmm. You come down the steps.
So the room you're in now is in the right, in the back there.
Yeah. If you see that power outlet on the right side, that pushes.
That's behind you.
Yeah. Well, no, that's like directly to my left right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yep. So you're facing the door kind of.
Yes, I'm facing the door. Exactly.
Okay. All right. So where's the furnace and all that stuff?
In right next to me.
Oh, it's in your okay.
Like it is in that area. So like
okay. So the room you're in is it finished?
No. It is not. I mean this is the room that it is back here.
Yeah.
Like this is about as finished as it is.
So you moved the wall.
Yeah,
the TV, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
nice. That came out beautiful.
Yeah, that's 820 square feet. Now we're just waiting. Like, I literally just sat on a chair right over there and just watched the game.
Right.
Because we have no furniture.
Yep. Yep.
That area, where's the other image? I don't remember. Do I have it? Well, I thought I've had one. Anyway, so that area in the back right, top right. Mm-hmm. That's like the old flooring and stuff. We're going to put like kitchen cabinets along the very back wall. And then in between that last pillar and the wall, we're going to put a bar top so you can sit at the bar and like look at the TV.
Nice. So yeah, this is beautiful.
That's the wrong
one. Like that.
I thought I had another one. There's so many of them at this point, but yeah, so that's,
And that blue looks good. You know, that, you do have, what do I call this, 2017 gray or 2016 gray, whatever.
Yeah, it's like a blue gray. I think they called it like morning mist. No, it looks good.
It's got a nice contrast to it. Yep.
And that room right there on the left is the bathroom that we were that I was talking about. So the major challenges from this image that aren't really apparent is if you look at the ceiling, there's a whole bunch of crap. There's that air duct that I moved. I know we complained about that. There's all that white piping that has been moved. Mm-hmm. There's water lines you can see there that have been moved.
Yep. You were listing all kinds of stuff I would never do myself. It's amazing.
So there you go.
That's great. That's beautiful. It's really nice.
Oh, shoot. This thing came on. So, yeah. I mean, you can see why it's been a project, but it's worked out well. And there you go. Now we just got to finish the bathroom.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, the hard work's done. Obviously, the painting there was the key aspect of that whole thing. So.
Yep.
Kudos to your wife, the real hero.
Yeah, she put in.
Yep. Gotta give credit where credit is due.
Yep. Yep. And then the Chiefs did the most Chiefs thing of all last night. Not to talk too much sports
they were
ball.
Terrible.
But
and I think, then they weren't.
Yeah, I think every playoff game they were in, they were down by 10, I think they said at one point, and then they came back and won. It was a good game, like from that perspective. Like it was,
you know, the end of the game was great. The first three quarters of that game were terrible. And to be fair, virtually every Super Bowl is terrible. Yeah. It was nice not to have to stress over it. I literally couldn't have cared less who won. I would say they're both great teams. And then you watch them play in the Super Bowl, and you're like, how the hell did these teams make?
Yeah, Mahomes didn't have his best day.
Did he underthrow up? Like, did he literally like underhit a pass at one point? I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Their offense seems to involve run backwards 20 yards and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? But whatever. I the end of the game was great, obviously, unless you were a San Francisco fan. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, at the San Francisco quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever his name is. Mm.
Garoppolo.
That's the name of an actress. Anyway, it was terrible. It was just terrible. And yeah. I said to Steph, my wife, before the game started, I'm like, there's the guy that should have been the next. He should be the quarterback of the Patriots today. And then as the game unfolded, I was like, okay, maybe they made the right decision. It's like, jeez. Honestly, since they let him go, we've won two Super Bowls. So
The best troll of the game was the Hulu Tom Brady commercial.
Yes. Oh my God, I saw that. My heart actually stopped a little.
I know.
Bit.
I was like, everyone's like, "Oh, here it comes. He's going to retire." Like that?
Yep. I thought that was actually really funny. That might have been until very close to the end of the game the only truly funny commercial in the sense that it was like, because it wasn't hilarious, but it was like
it was okay, well done.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
I was, you know, not to get too far off of the ads, but there is something going on with Super Bowl ads. It was not unique to this year, although it was amplified this year, that you can tell they think they're being clever and they're not being clever. And the way they're doing it is by having different ads together in one ad. Like they had the Bud Light guy with the Tide Pod thing. And then the guy from that ad was in the next ad briefly in the beginning. It's like, guys, you're not entertaining. Like it, you know, like the feedback Joe Buck must get all the time. Like you're just not entertaining. I don't know.
I honestly think so. I know some of the people that do some of those ads because it's P&G, right? P&G does all the Tide and cleaning stuff. My hunch here is that those ads were like $5.6 million for 30 seconds.
They were splitting the costs.
I bet they go to Bud Light. Like, look, we don't compete. Like, chip us a couple hundred thousand, maybe more or whatever, and we'll go in on this. It's like,
no, it's just like even things like, you know, there was an ad right up front that was like Star Trek was in it and Star Wars and
why was there another Top Gun ad?
I don't know. I don't know.
Trailer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
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 I was perplexed by all of it. The halftime show was like, does anyone reckon?
The
only song
Xbox
I recognized was like
the
one that they did a remake of. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought there was going to be this giant kind of Latin flavor to the Super Bowl because it was Miami, which I thought would have been really cool. And having like J-Lo in the Super Bowl halftime show is like having the Who. Like I get they were popular at one time. And in this case, like obviously they're shooting for different demographics. Like people like me, like the middle-aged white guy, secure. Like we're in, we're locked in. We're watching the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about me. I get that, but I, geez, like, I don't know. Something like Lady Gaga was incredible. I'm not, you know, Katy Perry was entertaining with the left shark or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't quite get this one. I didn't, like Bruno Mars was like this. It's like, this guy has one hit.
Oh, Bruno has a couple more than one.
He has one big hit. Come on. All right, whatever. Anyway. We all have different tastes in music. It's okay. I was just perplexed by it. It seemed like it was more show than music.
Right.
You know, more about the, it was like a Broadway presentation or something.
Fireworks. A lot of dollars.
Yeah.
A lot of dollars. Not a whole lot of tech news, though. Not a lot.
No.
It is Monday morning.
No, I finally, over the weekend, I wrote about the store UWP stuff. You know, I kind of have to. I realize I'm kind of in a tough spot with this stuff because people somehow blame me for what's happening or whatever. But
of course, it's your fault.
Yeah. So, but I'm trying to. Whatever. So I felt like I have to. And then just before the show started, I put up a thing about the Surface Hub stuff that's going on and concerns over like Surface in general. What's going on here? Like, I feel like. You know, you wrote the book. I mean, and of course I linked to it, but the, you know, the history of Surface, it's really not that old of a product line, but there's a lot of controversy in there, you know?
Yeah.
And they've certainly had their successes. I mean, they've done a great job formalizing like the tablet 2-in-1 form factor with Surface Pro, obviously. And that might be it. I'm trying to think what else they did right. But I mean, but there's been a lot of mistakes, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. The Surface Hub 2 thing reminds me of when they went with the Silver Lake stuff and they were bit in the ass by that and SurfaceGate happened and all those reliability problems really set them back. And they announced this thing that's really exciting. And look, none of us are buying one of these things, right? It's not, this is not impacting individuals like us. But I mean, it spoke to the innovation that this business was doing and it just seemed exciting, and I thought it was such a great thing for the brand and for the business. And here we are 2 years later, and it's like, we may not be able to make this thing. And it's like, guys, seriously. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's alarming.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. So
yeah. I don't know. You know, the next big item on the list is the Neo. Not even the Duo, but the Neo. So we'll see.
Well, yeah, and for the same reason as Surface Hub, because it's the CoreOS stuff and what's going on with that, and will they ever be able to deliver that thing? And I think I'd said this. I'm sure I said this on an earlier podcast, but there has to be some concern at Microsoft with this platform.
Yeah, so for those who are wondering why that just cut, my computer, while recording, just rebooted.
I'm not happy it happened to you. I don't mean it like that. But every time something like that happens, I'm worried it's mine, something. And
yeah,
I'm on my last strand here with Skype because I literally have to rebuild my... Well, here's the thing. Like, I was green screening on my Windows 10 PC.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. I know what's causing it. I know it's the... Well, I don't know what's causing it, but I know it's related to the USB interface for the microphone. So do I just remove everything, reinstall it, and kind of hope it works from there? I get a week of podcasts to record, you know? Or do I just blow this thing away and start over? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to happen this afternoon, whichever one it is, but.
Well.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. Anyway, I'm glad it was you. I don't mean that in a mean way.
I was more concerned. Like, it's just never happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
I keep this machine, like, incredibly, like. Like, I don't run anything.
One thing. Yep.
Yeah, it's on like a stable branch of Windows. I don't run any insider crap. Nothing.
This is the Skype mystery, you know.
Well, I don't think it was Skype though. Like the whole computer just said,
we're done.
Yeah, like I think that was a good show. We're just gonna end it here. All right, folks. Well, that wraps it up. So.
Oh well.
Anyways, basement mostly done.
Mm-hmm.
Once the bathroom is completely done, which is probably another 2 weeks or so, something like that. I'll do a big long write up on the site and try to break down like what we spent, where we spent it, cost. Cause I don't know, people have been asking.
Yeah, no, it's definitely interesting. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Just throw it up. I mean, it's like, it's basically a smart home post. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's effectively what it is about the wiring, the Sonos yep. stuff.
No, this is, this, it's very interesting. I think people are really going to like it.
Yeah. So there we go. All right, folks. Well, hopefully the first half of this video worked. If not, you can get your money back just by mailing at whatever your local mailing address is. And there you go. We'll catch you all. We'll be right back here tomorrow.
Quality entertainment, 5 minutes at a time.